Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillander on KAYT, KQJO-FM.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look at what the Lord has done. Awake, awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. For Jesus Christ is Lord, and the Lord is God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This is what the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh, yeah, and look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. For Jesus is the Son of God. I give thanks this morning, first and foremost, to God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this ministry possible. I also give thanks to whosoever the Lord has appointed this morning to tune in to this word. For truly, we all have to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Also welcome the preachers that are listening and those that are recording in order to get this information to them. Praise be to God's holy name. Oh, what a wonderful opportunity it is for God's creation to represent the Creator. What a wonderful gift it is for one whom made by God, that hesitate not to give him praise and glory and thanks for being created by him. For this is the reason that we were made. For this is what God wants to get out of all of his creation. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, I love my job. Let me get straight to work. Thank you, Father God. If you have your Bible this morning, the Lord has pressed upon me to bring forth this word, to bring forth a teaching, that he may be glorified thereby. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 to 13. And it says, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion asking him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home paralyzed and grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servants, do this, and he doeth it. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed him, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the same hour. Oh, praise be to his holy, holy name. We have here a centurion, a Roman soldier, which in essence was equivalent to what we would call today a master sergeant or first sergeant, that was able to recognize Jesus' authority. He was able to recognize that Jesus was under the authority of the Father, and therefore he had total control over any sickness and any disease. He recognized Jesus' authority. The question this morning is, do you? For I too am a man under authority. For Jesus tell me to go and I go. He tell me to come and I come. He tell me to preach and I preach. He tell me what to preach, and I preach it. He tell me that for the preaching of the cross is but foolishness unto them that are perishing, but for us that are saved, it is the power of God. He tells me that I am to say unto them all, if any man come after him, he must first deny himself, pick up his cross daily, and follow him. For whosoever will seek to save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for his name's sake, the same shall save it. You see, I am under the authority of Jesus Christ, and so are each and every individual that is saved. Every person that is truly saved is under the authority of Jesus Christ. What does this mean? I'm glad you asked. It means we're to do what he tells us to do, not what we want to do. The Bible talks about the stone that the builders rejected. This stone represents Christ. And whosoever falls on that stone with a heartfelt repentance and faith, then he will render them mercy. But for those whom that stone falls on, he will grind them to powder. You see, repentance is a turning away from one way to another. This is what repentance is, and it is a gift of God. One does not have the power to repent on their own. This is the Lord's doing. The Bible clearly tells us that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. You see, I love this, my job. For primarily, mostly, my job has to do with bringing good news. I hate being the barrier of bad news, but my job consists of sometimes I have to bring bad news. And the bad news is that if you are still doing what you used to do in the past, if you're still living the lifestyle style that you lived before you quote-unquote confess that you are saved, and I have bad news for you. You haven't made it yet. For once we come into contact with Jesus Christ in his glorious power, we can't be the same. How can we come in contact with God and remain the same? Many folks, Jesus said in the last days these things would occur. Many would say, I'm Christ. Many would say, I'm saved, while they're living like the devil, while they're breaking man's law, every commandment that God has told them, They are doing nothing for the kingdom of God. All they're doing is filling their bellies, and yet they say that they are saved. You see, salvation, the Bible tells us that by grace through faith we are saved. And that is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. No works can save you, but the works are the evidence that you are saved. Jesus said, greater works will you do, for I go to the Father on your behalf. On my way to work this morning, I couldn't help but my ears, the news fell in my ears where they reported that some 500 some individuals had died from the coronavirus. Folk are so fearful of the coronavirus, but yet that have killed 500 and some people, but yet folks fear not sin that have killed trillions of people. The cemeteries are full of people that sin has killed, but yet people are not afraid to sin. They're not afraid to lie. They're not afraid to put their mouths on God's anointed. They're not afraid to drop it like it's hot and run up into the so-called synagogues on a Sunday having no shame. They're not afraid to practice homosexuality and think this is good, think this is right, think this is approved of God. They fear not God, but yet they say they are saved. You know, Jesus makes it very clear that why call it me Lord, Lord, and do not what I say. Why call it me Lord, he said, and you don't do what I say. You see, we, despite what you may hear, my brothers and sisters, the folk that are beckoning you to come and to start your own businesses and become a millionaire and work toward getting mansions and millions of dollars while the world is telling you to live, live, live. Jesus is telling you to die, 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 so he can live through you in his divine nature of the Holy Spirit. Oh, I'm so truly rich. But I'm rich toward God. I'm rich toward grace and his mercy. The Bible says this is what true riches consist of. This is one man or one woman that's truly rich. Rich toward God. When the Lord pressed upon my heart to come to this position from the highways, that he would continue to go to them through the airways and speak to them, I was truly amazed. As Lord, why would you bring me from the highways that I see nobody to the radio where there are multitude of people that are preaching, multitudes of people that are teaching? But the Lord revealed unto me, go. But we know that the preaching of the cross is but foolishness to them that are perishing. But for us that are saved, it is the power of God. That's only, you see, Jesus is the way. He is the truth, and he is the life. He offers us all this free gift of eternal life, but we must get it his way. And his way is denying ourselves, denying any other way to come into salvation other than his way. Oh, my goodness. I know there's no greater love than to have a preacher that preached to you. Most folk are so fond of their preaching.